was another beer drinking Friday afternoon at Jimmy's Tavern. This cowboy, he came strutting in with a big cigar in his mouth, a total stranger. Wore silver-toed high-heeled boots and a big old horseshoe diamond ring. Hung his big wide Stetson hat on the rack by the pinball machine. He walked up to the bar, ordered 10 rolls of nickels and a Schlitz. He handed Jim a $50 bill and that big old fat money clip. He walked over to the pinball and kicked the legs until she leveled up with that floor. Dropped them nickels in till he had every odd and feature lit up on that board. Cowboy hat Jim's Tavern, looking like a pinball convention. He politely asked for some breathing room and never showed any sign of tension. He fired 3 balls in a row, sunk a lucky 10, 12, and a deuce. When he finished rolling all that lead, he was about 400 bucks to the good. Old Jim was counting pennies, but still come up about $12 shy. Cowboy said, I'll just take a case of beer and let's let the rest of it slide. He picked up that big white Stetson, the case of beer, and he made it for the door. I said, hey cowboy, if you're feeling lucky, let's shuffle one for 50 down that board. Well, Lucy was my good luck charm. He didn't know it, he let her toss that coin. I gave cowboy the honors, he called tails. Naturally, I won. So I stepped aside and he laid a 3. For me to win, it was gonna take a 4. Well, I let it sail and Lucy smiled, and I knew that buck was hanging off the board. Well, it's another beer drinking Friday, but Jimmy's Tavern just ain't the same. No wager signs everywhere, no shuffleboard and no pinball machines. And old Jim's checking every federal note with that looking glass that he keeps in the till. Since cowboy took us for that ride with his counterfeit $50 bills.